You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Our most urgent task is job creation.
This is a very tough economy.
20,000 jobs were lost last month.
And it's probably going to rise further before it starts to come down again.
So when I feel 10, 8, I don't know. I just know I'm unemployed.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. We need jobs. I don't have kids. My husband and I don't own a home. We need jobs.
Take some time for jobs to get created again.
At this point, there are 6 unemployed people in the United States for every job that's available. That's a record high. Another record high is the amount of time that people remain unemployed. It's now at 31 weeks. That's the highest it's been since they started keeping those records. We're joined now by Donald Jones. He's 60 years old and has been unemployed for a year and a half. And Donald, the thing that fascinates me about your story is that you grew up with a grandfather who lost his job during the Great Depression and would tell you stories about how you should never take things for granted, and you were kind of scoffing it off, right? You're saying, oh, Grandpa, come on.
Yeah, exactly. We were sort of brought up in a security type of thing where we didn't have to worry about it. You know, there was things taken for granted, I think, and he used to tell me stories. Actually, the grandfather on the one side of the family was brought up through the General Motors Corporation, so they put him through law school, and I think he got through it relatively unscathed, but on my mother's side, he was the beneficiary of the WPA program, so that he found work when the government came through with some money to repair the roads and whatnot.
Did you ever think that at age 60 you would be back in the same place that your grandfather was?
No, I never thought in a million years that I would. You know, like I said, we were sort of coming up thinking that things were secure, and we felt, you know, that there was going to be work. In what we did, if you did a good job and stuff, and that, you would have some form of security.
Let's talk now to Hashim Yeomans-Benford. He's a community organizer with the Miami Workers Center. It's a nonprofit that promotes racial and economic justice. Hashim, you work with minority communities in Miami. Have you seen the same people coming in month after month after month looking for services?
Yeah, I think the number has definitely increased. And, you know, what we've seen in our community is a problem go from bad to worse, because really in working communities and in communities of color, we've been in a recession for the last 30 years in reality. And so the recent spike in unemployment and the recent housing crisis have really turned that recession into a depression.
Well, how have you seen people's maybe demeanor or their attitudes change as the months go on and they remain unemployed? Do they begin to lose some sense of hope, or as Donald was talking about earlier, do they begin to lose some of their identity?
Yeah, I think definitely unemployment, when you talk about unemployment, we have to realize that it has a very destabilizing effect in people's lives. And so we see it affect people at the individual level. We have a family that is a part of our organization. The mother and the father worked and paid bills for many years, but the types of jobs that are often available in our communities offer little job security and no benefits. So in 2008, they lost their jobs. They were forced to move in with some relatives. That home ultimately went into foreclosure. And what happens is that kind of kicks off a cycle that's very hard to get out of, because it's very hard to have a job when you don't have a stable home. It's hard to find work. And then it has psychological impacts on the children. And so in communities where unemployment is very high, this destabilizing effect in individual homes turns into the destabilization of the community as a whole, which has pretty big political impacts as people are forced to move, so it changes the dynamics of electorates. And as more and more communities become destabilized, we start having a national crisis, and it actually becomes a national security question.
So, Donald Jones, we have a recording of a song. This is a song that you wrote back in 1980, which was another economic downturn, but it suddenly had new meaning for you after you lost your job.
Bank man, text man, got me on the run. Money's all gone, so is all my fun. Can't find a job, nowhere to be free. Better not mess with my dignity.
Better not mess with my dignity. You know, Donald, this can be a sensitive subject, but for people who experience long-term unemployment, there are psychological issues that are associated with that. Losing your dignity, you talked about losing your sense of identity, and there's also senses of isolation and depression that come along when you go week after week, month after month without a job.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You start to look at your self worth, and it really does take a beating. You go places like the grocery store or whatever, and there's people working, and it might be a place that you applied for, where you haven't been able to get a job there, and you think, well, you know, I'm out here and there and there. It does start to take a hit on you. I think it really helps, like the gentleman said that you were just talking to get politically active. We have things in Detroit here where we fight against the foreclosure. We have the People's Summit and places like that. And I think it helps to get out and try to make a difference in it. You know, it does make a difference if you get involved, and it gets rid of some of the anger, too.
That's Donald Jones. Hashim, you're hearing Donald Jones from Detroit, a 60-year-old, and he's been unemployed for a year and a half. You, in your work with the community organization in Miami, must see people like that all the time. Do you have people that come in needing reassurance? Are they questioning their own self-worth?
I think more than anything, what happens is people become disillusioned with a lot of the stories we're told about what this country is supposed to be and what opportunity is supposed to look like. And, you know, the role of an organization like ours, and, you know, there's many of us across the country that do this work, is to try to organize those people and put pressure on the state to provide the type of solutions that are actually going to address the deeper systemic issues behind this unemployment. So to try to take, those psychological questionings and the anger and try to focus that to get politically active, like Don said, and actually get some real solutions implemented
in
our communities.
Hashim Yeomans Benford is a community organizer with the Miami Workers Center. That's a local nonprofit in Miami that promotes racial and economic justice. Donald Jones, unemployed for the first time at age 60. He used to sell photographic equipment. He joined us from Detroit. Donald actually is a listener who called us with his story back in November, and we encourage all of
that.
You.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a very, very powerful story. So we returned to him to get more from him. And if you're a listener who has your own story about this kind of thing, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You could also reach us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Thank you to both of you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.